On Yogi Way in Eugene, volunteers are busy constructing one of Habitat for Humanity's houses. The new one-story dwelling will be yellow and is placed in a neighborhood with other Habitat houses. This home will be built differently than most, Habitat for Humanity's executive director, Don Griffin, explains.
The house is designed for someone who will be in a wheelchair. It's designed so that there's accessibility to the bathrooms and to the kitchen.
The house's recipient is Albert Millard. He currently walks with a limp but expects to need a wheelchair in the near future. At the build site, he describes how the house will meet his needs.
Here in the front, we'll have a handicap accessible ramp going up here and around in both the front and the back door. The concrete is up for the ADA specification, so a wheelchair can just come right on up and around and no problems at all there.
Millard's mobility challenges began after he was in a motorcycle accident years ago.
Crushed my legs, spent 4.5 months in the hospital putting my legs back together, and then it took about a year or so to learn how to walk and talk and everything else again. Brain injury, just totally trashed everything on my body. I wasn't supposed to survive it, but somehow I did.
After the accident, Millard began receiving disability benefits. With this as his only source of income, he could never own a place of his own. In the past 10 years, Millard says he's moved 5 or 6 times. Habitat for Humanity is making Millard's dreams come true by building him this home and selling it to him with a 0% interest mortgage.
Nobody ever expected me to be able to afford a house because I just have a lower income, and banks don't want to deal with you if you don't have at least 3 times what your monthly payment's going to be.
In order to qualify for a Habitat home, Millard had to be approved as someone with the ability to pay off his mortgage. He took a homeowner education class and completed far more than the 400 hours of sweat equity time required of him. Kathy Olson is the project leader at the build site. She works as a liaison between sponsors and the Habitat volunteers.
Albert is probably one of the most giving people I've met. And even when he's tired and he's hurting, he never stops. And he gives to everyone and plans to continue to give.
The $165,000 estimated expenses of Millard's house are supported by a grant from Thrivent Financial, as well as by 9 local Lutheran churches and 1 Mennonite church. Habitat for Humanity also raises funds by partnering with local businesses to receive proceeds during certain events. For Millard, every bit of help is appreciated.
Not really the traditional family that they are helping, but a family of one is still a family, and because of my disabilities, I'm just extremely happy that they were able to accept me and work with me.
Habitat for Humanity hopes to have the house completed and move-in ready by Thanksgiving of this year. Amanda Butt, KLCC News.